In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Matthew is writing about the time just after the baptism of Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, we celebrated the feast day of the baptism of Christ. And today, we're still within the time just after the feast, the post-feast of Theophany, the post-feast of the revelation of Christ, his presence in the world publicly by his baptism. And we hear from the Gospel, according to St. Matthew this morning, about how the people along the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, they have been in darkness because they had not had the light of the revelation of the presence of God in the world, and now the light is revealed because he is the light of the world. Those who had sat in darkness have seen a great light. Theophylact says, the dawn has come upon us. The dawn has come upon us. This is true for all of us as Christians, as Orthodox Christians in particular, because we have the fullness of the teaching from ancient times and we know what these things mean. Even though we know, even though we have the teaching, we don't necessarily respond to this great light. Theophylact says, the light has come upon us. We weren't seeking the light, but the dawn came. The dawn came upon us. It's as if the light were seeking us. And this is how it is for us as human beings. Christ came into the world. He came to this part of the world where people had not heard of him. And his presence there was a presence of a light that they had not been seeking, and yet the light is there. And it's up to us to respond to the presence of this light. Even though we weren't seeking it, it has found us out. When the dawn comes, it spreads across the sky, and all places are filled with daylight. And it's the same with us. It's up to us to respond to the presence of this revelation of the light. And by this light, we mean not just some kind of message, but the fact, the reality of Jesus Christ himself. We are created not to be as we find ourselves, fallen and at the mercy of our passions, at the mercy of the sinful things that we do that are unchristlike. God did not create us to be that way. He came into the world so that the light could find us and we could realize that it is not necessary for us to live a life bound by these passions and these sins. We can reject them. We can reject that life. We can live a life at one with God through Christ. That's why he came. We don't have the capacity ourselves to be holy and good, to be fully the kind of human beings that God created us to be. We don't, any of us, have that capacity, but Christ does not just have that capacity, but it's who he is. He is fully God and fully a human being. He is both at the same time. He reveals the compatibility of our humanity as it is perfect in him, along with his divinity. And that compatibility is the revelation of the light of the meaning of our own lives as human beings. The meaning of our life is to reject all of that that is ungodly, to reject missing of the mark of being as he is. We know that that is the meaning, the biblical meaning of the word sin. It's not to break a rule. The meaning of the word sin is to miss the mark. That's what the word literally means. To miss the mark of what? To miss the mark of being a human being fully at one with God. It's the only way that we can live. Having fallen away from God, having turned away from God, Adam and Eve fell into death. Death came into the world because they turned away from him. But Christ comes into the world in order to defeat the power of death. And that's what St. Paul is reminding us as we heard him this morning. He says that The grace of God has been given to you. The grace of God has been given to you. And what is the grace of God? It is the presence of God in the world that acts in the world. That's the grace of God. The world survives and lives and goes on because of the presence of God in the world. But within human beings, because we had turned away from Him, the grace of God no longer dwelt in us. We had turned toward the world, wanting to be like God by eating the fruit of this world that God had created, and we still try to do that. It is a life of living in the darkness. But the great light has come, the dawn has come, the presence of Christ has come. And now, because He destroyed the power of death on the cross and arose from death, because death could not hold Him, death could not hold our humanity. Because our humanity, as it is meant to be, is fulfilled in Christ, the one who is fully God. Death can't take and hold Him or our perfect humanity in Him. He makes it possible for us to live life with God. There is no life in us. We cannot hit the mark of being holy on our own because God didn't create us that way. What we can do is we can repent of our reliance on ourselves and our efforts on our own. That is the grace that God has given to us. St. Paul quotes from the Psalms, Psalm 68, where the triumphant king defeats his enemies and then ascends to his city, returns to his kingdom, and gives gifts. And he's saying that this is what Christ has done. He has gone into the depths of hell. That's what He did on the cross. They took His life, He descended into hell, and because He is who He is, fully God and fully man, He destroys the power of death over our humanity and frees us from bondage to sin and suffering and death. He ascends in order to return to His city, the New Jerusalem, the city of those who live with God. And as He returns, the ruler of His kingdom, He gives gifts, charisma, gifts He gives us. Chrismation. When we're baptized, we are baptized, and then we are chrismated. We are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is the gift Christ gives to us so that we can live our lives by His grace. We can live our lives not from the world, but by the grace of God. The grace of God, we understand, is present in the world. It sustains the world, but it doesn't sustain those of us who have turned away from God. We have to repent. We have to turn away from our dependence on the world, our dependence on ourselves, and we have to return to life. We have seen the light of the presence of Christ in the world, and we know it in our head, we respond to it in our heart. We know that it is possible for us to live differently than we do. We can repent of our self-reliance and even a mistaken effort to try to be a better person. I'm going to go back and I'm going to try to do better. We rely on ourselves. We have to repent with humility and recognize that our life is hidden in Christ. For me to be who I am, for you to be who you are, we must repent of our way of missing the mark, our way of sinning against God, not again breaking the rule, but by not being as we were created to be, missing the mark of being at one with the perfect humanity of Christ. It's never an accomplishment of our own, and yet there is something that we can do. There is a part that belongs to us, and that part is repentance. We are told that the kingdom of heaven is taken by force. What does that mean? The force part is not the force of our making a really strong effort to do the right thing or a really strong effort to do good. The force part is being forceful against our own passions, against our own lusts and desires. Those have to be forcibly rejected. We can't come to God and just say to God, look, I've done all these things. Forgive me. I'm a sinful person and I have no other choice. It's not true. We do have another choice. And the other choice is repentance. To repent of those sins, to reject those sins, to reject a life that is based on building up a sense of self-confidence by doing things that are contrary to God. That's the part that we can do, and that's the part that we must do. But when it comes to virtue, that is always the grace of God. Virtue and grace, they are so close to meaning the same thing. We've talked about grace this last couple of weeks, and we've pointed out how different the original, fully Christian, and fully scriptural understanding of the meaning of grace, how different it is from the idea that God is foreign to us, foreign to this world, like some foreign ruling power above and outside of the universe, sending special gifts to us that don't change us. Because we can't be changed. We're fallen, we're damned, we're sinful. All we can do is accept the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. We can't participate in our own salvation. We as Orthodox, we reject that. We can participate in our own salvation. We need to participate actively in our own salvation. We were created to be able to cooperate with God. We lost that capacity with the fall, with Adam and Eve in the garden. But we regain that capacity in Christ. In Christ, we see the one who is fully human, who has our full and perfect humanity in oneness with God. He is both. And we repudiate, we reject a humanity that is made up of being like the world, trying to survive by the world, trying to establish ourselves on the basis of our own willfulness. We repent of that, and by baptism, we enter into this new life that has dawned, this new life that has been made possible for us by Jesus Christ's destruction of the power of death over us and his ascension to give us these gifts. Grace is not something that is ever forced. We live by the grace of God. We are good and holy by the grace of God. If we are good and holy, it is by the grace of God. It's not by our capacity. In Christ, we see one who reveals our humanity filled with grace as it's meant to be. And he gives this gift of grace. He gives this gift of the Holy Spirit to us, and it's up to us the degree to which that gift is accepted. The degree of our cooperation with God can be very small, and it will make a difference. But if the degree of our cooperation with God is greater, we become more like him. The doing of things that are good and just and holy and noble and true becomes more like the way he does them. We are able more and more to do them gracefully, without agony, without effort, because it's not by our effort that good things are done. It is by the grace of God. We participate in his grace. We participate in his virtue. The saints are those who have, as St. Paul says, died to the world, died to themselves, live in Christ, and in a saintly man or a saintly woman, we see someone for whom it is graceful to be virtuous. Graceful to be virtuous, filled with grace and graceful, you see. A human being who is living as a human being is meant to live. That's what Jesus Christ has made it possible for us to do. And so when we think of the fulfillment of our baptism, all of us baptized into the body of Christ so that his life becomes our life and our life is hidden in him. How is that fulfilled? It is fulfilled by our doing battle against our passions, rejecting them, not rejecting them and then going out and trying to do better on our own, separate from God, but rejecting them so that we can return to a share in the grace of God as He gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit so that we can live by His grace. It is by His grace that we are fulfilled as human beings. It is by His grace that we are able, each one of us, to live and become more and more the human beings that God has made it possible for us to be by destroying the power of death over us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.